Yo, 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 it's the Kyle crew in the house. Amanda's on vacay, time to flip this shit out. Kyle and Andrew, we're running the show. It's still in Whatnot, baby. Just so you know, we're the Kyle crew. We're the Kyle crew. And Whatnot is all new. We're the Kyle crew.
Alright. Calling out. Somehow I managed to start another podcast in the vehicle again.
Carcast, calling it.
We're calling it Carcast. I mean, we already did a Carcast. It's already Kyle Cast, dude.
Yeah.
How many different casts can we do?
Did a Doxcast already? What else?
Did you ever need a cast?
No.
You never broke a bone?
Never, dude.
Me too. No. Knock on fucking wood. I'm very lucky.
Too.
I broke someone else's bone.
Damn, really?
Story time. The quick story.
Close the windows for the young.
Yeah, we'll close the windows. I'll turn on my air conditioning. I used to own the trampoline. Did you have one of those as a kid?
Yeah, oh my god.
Fucking love trampolines. Tell me if you get air out of your thing. It should pump in.
I feel it, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to have a big trampoline in my backyard. My dad did not like the idea of a trampoline. And it was expensive too, if I recall.
Yeah. Was yours big?
Mine was it was a big one.
Yeah, mine was gigantic.
It was a fucking big one.
Was it in ground or was it like a, I guess above? Because my cousins have ones in ground, which is fucking kind of cool. Or I guess below, I don't know, below ground maybe. I don't know
how. How does that even work? Do you have to like dig the ground?
Yeah, like dig it out and you just put trampoline.
That's so weird. Yeah. Also kind of destructive if you think about it. Because then if you don't want it anymore, it's like.
Yeah. Thing is, they have a few kids who are just I think four. Maybe six, four, and like a few months. So they want to have it, below the ground, so they can walk in when they want to.
Yeah, well, I always thought that was a cool idea. I just feel like,
it fucks with the yard.
Yeah, it fucks with the yard, and then removing it's like now you have to fill in a giant hole.
Yeah.
And like, what if a creature, a critter, digs beneath it?
Yeah.
You know.
Point.
Like, what if a fucking
tsunami happens?
Or a tsunami happens. That's a good point. Like, what if a tsunami happens? Anyway, so we used to play it in a lot. Like, we really loved it. And then I think eventually we did stop playing with it as much. But my sister's friend came over, and of course, all our friends wanted to jump on the trampoline. And my sister was kind of a bully to me. She's just a bigger sister, but she was like a mean bully, and her friends used to kind of play along with it, and they had stolen something from me, I think, and they were kind of just jumping up and down, like passing it around, like monkey in the middle style, and they took it onto the trampoline, and I was like, give it back, and my sister's friend caught it, and she was like, you can't have it, and I fucking dove for it, and her finger fucking bent all the way backwards.
Jeez.
It went. And her mother was so fucking mad at me.
How old are you at the time it happened?
Probably like, I don't know, 8.
Okay, and she was what?
She would have been 10.
10, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Both kids.
10-year-old girls are usually like 6 foot.
Yeah.
Like really fucking swole. And then they get smaller afterwards. It's a weird phenomenon.
Yeah.
They're just built different.
They shrink.
Yeah. It's like old people. But
so,
like,
I mean, we had, trampoline at one point in my house, and we just broke it just by always fighting on it and just kind of, fucking around on it. And just one day the net snapped. And we all like flew out of the fucking trampoline.
No
while we were fighting.
Fucking
yeah.
way.
And then one time to my friend's house,
it snapped.
Yeah. Or like rip snap, whatever it was. One time my friend's house, the trampoline, you're broken already.
Yeah.
But it was still like 5 of us on it, jumping around, doing stupid shit and whatnot.
Yeah.
And me and my brother started fighting. And he fucking decked me in place with the opening part that was already broken. And we fell through the fucking, rubber part and just fell to the ground. And we fucked it up completely.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That was always my big worry, was the thing fucking snapping.
Yeah, dude, we used to.
Should I go for it? There's like a 2 cars worth.
I can see, dude.
I think we go for it.
It's up to you, you're driving.
Let's see if we can make this light. This is a notoriously bad light, yeah. Folks. What?
Someone's pissed off.
Oh, I'm not making it. Fuck, I should have gone. I should have gone. Oh, whatever. Anyway, that's so funny. That was always a worry, was that the thing would fucking snap. We used to find it so cool in, like, the winter time because it would trap, you know, moisture on it.
Yeah.
You know, it would have ice on the whole first layer, and so you would jump on it, all the ice would pop up at once. But yeah, we used to do this thing called Superman, where, like, if you timed the jump just right, one person would go flying upward. Yeah.
I mean, I was always the biggest guy, so, like, I would always jump, and the small guy would just pop up in the air, like Superman.
Yeah, that was me, the small guy.
What was it called? What's the double jump, where you, like, jump, and the other person, I guess, they, like, sneeze, like, kind of snap, and they fall to the ground?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, trampolines were fucking fun.
Yeah.
We're near, like, a big trampoline place, me and Kyle, right now. We popped in there a couple times just to see what's up. It's like, that seems like a lot of fucking fun. I would love to do that again.
It was fun. Just, like, fucking around in them.
Yeah. Push all the kids around.
Sometimes we take the hose and spray it down so it's really wet, and you go in there and you just, like, start slipping and sliding everywhere just to make it more dangerous.
They are fucking... It's so funny how inherently dangerous they are. And
you
just
don't,
like,
realize it, but yeah, they're fucking, like, bad.
All kids want to do is make them more dangerous. Yeah. It's just funny.
Doing, fucking cannonballs and just kind of see how long it can go without fucking getting hurt.
Damn, I know I fucking for sure told this story on the podcast, but I'll tell it again really quick to you because you'll find it funny. Me and my friend used to get in trouble all the time. For listeners, this is my friend whom I fucking, I'm gonna make it. This is my friend. Oh my god, this was a fucking light one. I really hope I didn't just get a ticket. Oh, cross your fingers, I did not just get a ticket. I always forget that that light is a fucking camera. Oh well. Anyway, for my friend, or for the listeners, this was my friend that I went to the pool party thing and did that crazy shit. But one time, we would always kind of, like, hang out in the woods. We built the treehouse.
Damn.
Yeah, it was actually pretty fucking cool. We were really good friends until the fucking pool party incident. And then, we would, like, sneak around the woods. You know, kids do stupid shit. And one time in particular, we would, like, sneak into people's backyards, and there was one person's backyard that happened to have a fucking trampoline in it. And me and my sister didn't have a trampoline at the time. And, what happened was, I'll finish the story, then we'll pause the recording and pick it up after this. But it just so happened that the person whose house had a trampoline in it was a fucking registered sex offender.
So it was a random trampoline you found in the woods?
No, it was in the back of their house, which was open to the woods.
Okay.
For some reason, they didn't have any gates.
And you just walked in.
We just walked in and started jumping on it. And I don't actually remember how we were found out. This is a weird story. Yeah, I don't remember how we were found out, but either way, one of our parents got word of it, and both our parents showed up. They're like, "Do you know what the fuck you just did? You're fucking at a sex offender's house, and you're jumping on a sex offender's trampoline." We got in so much fucking trouble for that.
Did the guy find out?
Yeah, he did. Oh. He came out, and he was probably like, "Wow, this is free show."
The old guy? Or
yeah, he was. Yeah. He was this old... He looked like... Fuck, I'm trying to think who he looks like. I mean... Looks like Jimmy Perdue. I just fucking made that up. That's the Perdue fucking chicken guy. All right, we're gonna drop something off.
We look so weird with these on. Walking.
We do. We look. Well, we kind of look like government officials.
We do.
I'm kind of looking important.
I work for CIA.
Should I, like, carry a gun? Probably shouldn't say that inside of a Kohl's.
In Minecraft, though.
Yeah, in Minecraft. And Kohl's Minecraft.
Kohl's Minecraft. Can you make a Kohl's in Minecraft?
Probably could. Some brands, for some reason, do, like, things inside of games. Like, I'm pretty sure there's a whole, like, Walmart you can visit in Fortnite.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess it's somewhat similar, but wasn't Fortnite doing those concerts during COVID?
Yes. They so also weird. Did that infamous MLK Jr.
Oh, my God.
That event. My God. That was such a bad idea. I don't know what they were thinking with that.
You have to, like, pay to go, though? Or you just,
no, that free. Was free. The thing was is that they they totally like flubbed it because they didn't turn off the stupid tomato thing. So you could throw tomatoes at Martin Luther King Jr. Which is such a stupid,
I can only imagine just what occurred after that.
Yeah, well, Fortnite got in big trouble, and Epic was like, we're really sorry, we didn't think to turn that off. Or, what was the other thing? They also had, like, a whip emote. Like, they had, like, a, I swear they had, like, a whip emote, and so people were doing whip, were, like, whipping and stuff.
Oh, my God.
This is so bad.
That is just...
It goes to show that kids are fucking creative when it comes to being edgy.
Yeah.
There's something...
Where's your proper? Oh.
We didn't remember where we parked. For some reason, this, oh, hello. And my car just started. Dude, that is the weirdest thing.
Now, my friend had that, like, if you press the button three times, the car engine goes on. Probably have that too.
I don't understand. I don't know what the button combination is. It's so weird.
It might be, the unlock button three times.
Maybe, I guess. Folks, we're headed to a different place now. We're just walking around today.
Just walking,
it's kind of a slow week.
Yeah.
So
getting
we're
steps
just,
in.
Just having a good old fucking time.
Chilling, vibing.
I told Kyle the pinata story because he refuses to listen to the podcast.
And now I know what happened.
Now he knows what happened. But yeah, so that, and I'm pretty sure I also told that stupid the pedophile story,
strange.
Which is another thing. It's just, I had two sexual predators on my block.
It's kind of crazy that he would have, I mean, I guess not crazy, that he would have a trampoline down his back and, like, no kids. I guess that makes
he
sense.
He was a weird guy. He actually also just died.
Really?
Yeah, he just finally died, and apparently he left behind a bunch of huskies that the family had to come and pick up.
Really?
A lot of huskies in my neighborhood, and they're fucking loud, dude.
Really?
Yeah, especially if you get them in a pack. You ever see the movie Snow Dogs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my friend Husky, like a nice dog. So pretty, too.
They are nice dogs. Just, like, they're just loud as shit.
Yeah.
It's they're so also very, bro. They're very talkative, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
They fucking love to talk.
Every time he came to his house, his dog would see you and just pee. So funny, dude.
It just got so excited to pee.
Yeah.
That's so fucking great. Yeah, they like actually talk.
They do. It's the same.
It's like what are you saying? What?
You know what's funny? I've had my one dog for 5 years now. She was a mutt. I adopted her, and not once in those 5 years has she barked. She just whines.
She just whines.
Just whines.
Lucky you, my little dog. He was quiet for the first year and a half of his life. Just quiet. Nice little dog. And we brought him on one trip upstate. And here, just come, dude. Just go. Oh, my fucking God. Go, go. Okay, okay. Yeah, thanks. Oh, my God. I thought I was making a shortcut by going to this parking lot, but clearly I made a mistake. Anyway, we brought him on one fucking trip. And... that's all it took. He
lost it.
He found his voice, and he's used it ever since. Now he's a yapping idiot.
Dude, my friend adopted a dog from this Amish farm. The dog didn't bark, I swear to God, for like 2 months straight when he picked him up. And it had so many medical issues, too, for a while, which is just, like, insane.
That this happens because of inbreeding, unfortunately.
Probably, dude. I was saying that. Like, it's fucking the Amish farms. A lot of times, it's fucking puppy mills and all that shit.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but, you know,
it's true. An unfortunate thing that they just get inbred to shit.
I think he paid. I mean, it was a, it's a golden doodle, so, you know.
Oh, golden doodles are cute.
Yeah, but a good amount of money
They're
as well.
They're funny dogs. There's a golden doodle in my block named Roscoe. And that dog talks.
A lot, yeah.
That dog loves to speak, and he loves to chase me around on my bicycle. Dude, they got Kona ice here.
It's a hot day today, man.
It is. Well, it's not so much hot as it is really fucking humid.
I know.
That was loud.
The UV rays.
We had a hurricane blow through here not long ago. but also there, I don't know, I don't think yesterday was because of a hurricane. I think it just kind of happened.
I mean, I know there's a hurricane off the coast, but
there is, but I don't think that it was caused by it.
No.
Yeah, we had like really crazy rains just yesterday night. So
what's the craziest house? There was a house I think in North Carolina that got like blown away into the ocean by the fucking I guess, no, I don't know if it was a hurricane or what, but it got like swamped.
That sucks. Yeah, we have a place on Long Island called the Mill Pond. Did you hear about this?
Say it, what
happened? It's in Stony Brook.
The bridge collapsed, right?
The bridge collapsed, but the bridge was also acting as the dam.
Oh my god.
And so because the bridge collapsed with the dam, the entire lake is empty. It's just empty. There's nothing left in it.
It's insane what happened.
I know, and it came out of nowhere too, because it's like there were no like big warnings about this. It was kind of just like, oh, there might be some rain tonight. And then like I was in the hot tub last night. You saw my snap probably. Yeah. All of a sudden it just starts coming the F down, and I'm like, what's happening?
If I saw an ice being in the hot tub and there's like a storm going on around you.
Yeah, yes and no.
It's almost relaxing.
It is relaxing, I love it, but like when the lightning strikes started happening and they were getting really loud, I was like, okay, this storm is right overhead and very close.
When I woke up this morning, I took my phone, I guess I got a flash flood warning at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, there was one for me at like 1:40.
Did it wake you up, or you just...
No. Just some people keep their phone under their pillows, though, and apparently...
Why?
It's scary. I don't know. It's just one of those weird things that people
do.
That's
weird.
Dude, there are so many lantern flies just fucking everywhere.
I've killed, I think, like five of them this past weekend.
Me and a coworker of ours, we went out to... Man, there's so fucking many of them. We went out to this abandoned lot. You saw the snaps from that, too, and there were these people using like RC cars called, I think they're called crawlers and tumblers or bumpers or some other shit. And they have a bubble tea place here now.
I want to stop by on the way back.
Do you actually want to go in there?
On the way back.
Okay, yeah, we can go on there on the way back. But they were like super nice, really, really outspoken about like how much they loved their crawlers and tumblers. And I think I might do a small mini doc for them. I might put it on the channel, we'll see. If I end up doing that, I'm gonna do it with Bree. Shout out Bree for like the 18th time.
So did they say why they were doing it? Or just
they're just doing it for fun.
Just a hobby.
Yeah, and it was crazy because they had a real setup for it too. So yeah, I'm kind of when I see stuff like that, I'm like, that's such a unique situation that like I really want to cover it somehow. But the reason I bring it up is because when we were out there, just standing there, Kyle, there were like hundreds of the lantern flies just flying everywhere.
So I saw something that said they were like a big thing last year too, like really invasive, but last year I saw like none.
Last year was kind of like their introductory year. 2 years ago they were just kind of starting to pop up, but like last year, you know, they had a pretty bad invasion. This year it's forget it. It's like past the point of no return. They're so bad.
I saw none last year, like now it's in all the time.
Well, the thing about it is that they're an invasive species that doesn't have a natural predator. Yeah. And I think because of their color, they're not poisonous. They're not poisonous to eat. And they're not harmful to humans or really like
just like
birds.
Plants.
But birds don't like them.
Agriculture, yeah.
They're not tasty to them. So I think like conservationists are hoping right now that because they've been introduced to our island that they start eating our species of, I don't think there's anything this way. They start eating our species of plants, and that will change their like internal taste. And
make them taste better for birds.
Yeah, make them taste better for birds. That's what they're hoping, because right now they are very unpalatable. Like blue jays eat their nymphs, and that's about it. But yeah, like it was, and the thing about them too is the reason they got here to begin with is because they're like traveling bugs.
Oh, they hop on like a fucking...
They
like
will
bus.
Literally... Yeah, they hop onto vehicles. They hop onto you. Like, when you... They just... So I guess their stupid minds, like their little bug minds, tell them, like, oh, I see something moving. Just latch to it.
Yeah.
Because the second you start moving out there, they just start flying all over you. It's kind of gross. It's fucking gross. Are you scared of bugs?
No. Oh my god, dude, there's a fucking crypt in my house. I can't find it. And you just hear it buzzing at like 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like, dude, come on.
That is so annoying.
I mean, they just can't find them. I fucking hate them so much, dude.
Wait, let's go to the end to see what it's over here. We have a cave cricket problem. Like in the-
there's a.
Spider crickets, yeah.
Oh my god, dude, my garage is filled with them.
They didn't used to be such a problem. That started popping up like 10 years ago. All of a sudden,
yeah.
These invasive species are fucking bad. You gotta wonder how
they're
much worse it's gonna be
too.
In the future.
Oh my god, they're so gross.
Yeah, those things are really nasty. Thankfully, they're also harmless.
Yeah.
But it's funny, like 10 years ago, I spotted one, and like just one in my basement. And I was like, oh, it's a cricket. And it was like the middle of winter, so I was like, that's so weird, a cricket in the wintertime. What do you know about that? They're like summer creatures. It's like, this one's a little weird looking, but whatever. And so I named it like Jerry or something, and I just let it kind of have its like time around my basement.
Right.
And sure enough, like now, it's like a straight up invasion. They're so fucking bad.
So last summer, they were doing work on my street in front of my house, and I guess you had to dig on the ground and whatnot, and a bunch of just like rats and mice came up, and there was like, I don't know, dude, like, I want to say like 5 or 10 of them in my house, in my garage. It was like just disgusting, dude.
It just sucks. It's invasive species are bad for the reason that like nothing eats them. They're just so unpalatable, yeah. or they're poisonous to certain birds, or it's like they are the predator. That's the worst case scenario, is if they're the predator, because that's happening in Florida right now.
Pythons, yeah.
That's such a bad situation. It's so sad, too.
And those are fucking gigantic, too.
Yes, they're very big.
I see those videos all the time of this one guy who's, like, down in Florida who just kind of hunts them.
Is that the dude that just kind of grabs them out of, like, the water?
Yeah,
I love that. Yoink.
Yeah, yoink.
That the fucking yoink guy is great. Yeah. He's so funny.
It's fucking insane how big they are, though.
Yeah. And they just eat all the native species. It's sad because they've got no competition.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're good eats though, you know?
Yeah.
Probably.
I saw what?
One of them latched onto your back and flew off. That's funny.
I saw a video of one guy who I think lived down in, I don't know, like South Carolina, deep fried a python.
Just a whole python?
A whole python, deep fried it.
I heard they taste good.
Really? I would never know.
I would absolutely love to try it. There's so many, like, not invasive. There's so many species of things that I'd love to eat. You know? You ever played the video game Snake Eater?
No.
It's an old game, but
what console was it on?
PS2, I believe.
No.
It was one of the very earliest survival-style games. And like it was like really, really advanced for the time, but like the whole point of it was that you kind of go around. It's a weird spot for a Starbucks, huh?
No.
You just go around and you can kill like any animal in the forest, and then you can try it. And the guy would tell you how he thought, what he thought about it. And he goes, "Tastes like chicken."
Yeah. Like basically everything tastes like chicken now.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those,
like go-to flavor.
You know what I heard? I heard that, like, some chefs in New York City are really, really pissed because there are, I don't know what you call them, fishing shit around the world that are mimicking certain types of, everyone in here is just, as we're walking through this place, everyone in here is just trying to crush these little buggers. They've gotten so smart.
They're going apart, I know.
They've gotten so damn smart.
They're going apart. Oh, fuck, I just missed it. Everyone's trying to do it.
Everyone is trying to get that fucking bug. We're so distracted, that's funny. Yeah, if you don't know what these things are, look them up. Yeah. They've gotten smart. Like, they will not be crushed now. They have, like, crazy reaction time. Another one? Get that mother sucker.
Oh, my God, dude.
Fucker.
I mean, they're so fast now. Is that one? Someone dead?
It's dead. It's already dead.
It's already dead.
You see any movies this summer there, Kylie?
I told you, I watched old... I mean, it came out in 21, but I watched it just this past weekend.
Dude, that movie was horrendous. So dog shit.
It was awful. It made no sense at all. I mean, I was looking up reviews about it too, and someone said, if you look at it like a comedy, it's like better. It's just so like out of pocket and stupid.
Yeah.
It's almost like funny. But yeah, it was just like really
it's so
really
dumb.
Bad.
And Mike Shyamalan just has fucking issues with like writing things properly.
I mean, I guess the kind of plot was just, it's a nice plot, but like it was just not done correctly.
This is our movie review section. So yeah, when I saw, this is also a movie that's like I think 1 or 2 years old now, but I forget if that was last year or this year.
Which one?
Old.
It was 21, came out.
Oh God. Oh yeah, Old was so fucking bad. You got one.
I got one.
Oh, you little mother sucker.
Ugh. Jeez,
we're like trying to cry. There's so many. They're just everywhere. These things, it's hard to say, but these things are legitimately everywhere. They're just flying all over the place. Yeah. We gotta stop focusing on these stupid fucking things now. I got it. I got one. We can call it a success.
Alright.
Yeah, everyone in this place is focusing on these bugs. That's how bad they are. Anyway, back to Old. Yeah, I saw that because it was like, oh, this has a pretty interesting premise. Like, it seems kind of, like, neat. It's weird. Weird concept.
Yeah.
And then we finally saw it, and I was, like, baffled. I was like, how do you write a movie where it legitimately feels like the actors are trying to sabotage the film?
Yeah.
Like, there are points where, like, the actors are looking at the camera, looking into the camera, breaking the fourth wall. Like, and there's one character who just keeps introducing himself as a doctor, which is so funny.
It made no sense. Dude, oh my God, when that one girl got pregnant out of nowhere.
Well, she got pregnant because they fucked.
Yeah, but they didn't show it. They just, like, she was pregnant out of nowhere.
You don't want to see kids fucking, dude.
I mean, she wasn't a kid, though. It made no sense.
So, if you don't know, the premise of Old is that they go to a beach that makes them old. There you go. That's the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, and it just sucks, so don't watch it.
Don't watch it. Unless you really want to laugh.
Yeah.
If you want to be shocked at how bad a movie can be, then maybe you could see that film.
Goddamn.
But, yeah. But,
they know now.
What? We're going to see if we can pass that boba tea place on the way back. All right, I know where it is.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was, like, shocking. Like, they cut out the woman's tumor, which is, like, the size of, like, a basketball, which is so stupid. It's, like, half the size of her body, and it's, like, it grew that way because it grew old. It's, like, tumors don't really work like that.
And it was just the kids were growing old, the adults weren't. I mean, I guess they were.
Well, the adults were, but because the makeup effects were so fucking bad, they're like, how do we make them look older? And they just slightly sprayed gray in their hair.
That blonde wife, like, what the fuck happened? Like, she, like, I guess there's no calcium, so her bones just kind of snapped in half.
Oh, so she had some sort of, like, arthritis or whatever, and, like, she was taking some sort of medication to, like, even out her bones or whatever. But because she didn't have them, because she was aging faster or whatever, her bones were getting, like, increasingly crooked because they were just really fucked up. And then her bones were breaking, and, like, it was so bad. Guys, like I said, if you want to see a really stupid movie. So I actually just saw Trap.
By the same director?
Also by M. Night Shyamalan. That movie is laugh out loud stupid.
Is it worse than Old, or is it?
No, it's better than Old.
Is it?
Because it actually has some decent actor. It has a decent actor in it, and that's James Hartnett. But and the whole premise of that one, actually, it's hard to even talk about Trap without like literally just giving it away.
Yeah.
Because the twist of the movie actually happens right at, like, the 10-minute mark. And so the rest of the movie is kind of like which is nicer because then it's like, oh, you're at least not expecting some sort of twist or whatever. But, like, it is just fundamentally flawed. My review, you can check me out on Letterboxd, by the way. my review was like, oh god, we're walking over like a sewer pipe or some shit.
I know.
Was all the fun of a Taylor Swift concert with all the great acting of a car insurance commercial. And that's honestly how I would describe it. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way he watches it when it's done and says, oh yeah, this is perfect.
Well, that's what I was saying about old when I wrote my review for it. I was like, there is no way. So there's something in filmmaking called dailies where you are watching your takes and saying, like, yeah, this was a good take, this was a good take, this was a good take, we're going to go with this take, we're going to roll with this one. Or you say, you know, we have to reshoot that. And I was like, there is no way that he's watching through the dailies of old and going on every single one, yeah, this was a great take.
Yeah.
This is a really good take where the kid looks right into the camera. Like... Like, it is baffling how bad that one is. But yeah, the same thing goes with Trap. It's like, how do you read that through? Oh, so another funny thing about Trap, without obviously spoiling it, is it takes place in a concert. And what I didn't know about it going in was that it was like a giant advertisement for his daughter, who is a singer, who I guess is called Lady Raven. I don't know if that's her actual name or her character name, but like, the whole movie is like some sort of like advertisement for her. And it is so fucking stupid.
This is kind of like, it's a movie, Sharknado. Like, it's so stupid at the same time. It's
Sharknado
funny.
Sharknado was built to be bad. Like, that's one of those movies they literally built it on the premise of this is dumb, right? Wow, look at them all. This is... There's one on me?
Yeah.
We got one. Guys, this is going to be called the Lantern Fly episode because... we're at like a shopping mall right now, like an outdoor mall, and they are seriously just everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they're all over the windows, they're all over the doors, and they're just crawling everywhere. It's like you never see the mist?
Yes.
It's like that. It's so fucking bad. They also will jump on you. That's the other thing. I think I said about that earlier, but yeah, they will jump on you. Don't see Trap. Thankfully, I have Regal Unlimited, so like, you know, I just go and see whatever I want. Amanda is actually coming back tomorrow, and we are going to see Alien Romulus, so I'm looking forward to that. I think that the Boba place was...
That way?
Yeah, that way.
Yeah, fine, it's no big deal.
Yeah. Kyle wants some boba tea.
Boba.
But I'm excited for Alien Romulus. I like horror movies. You know?
I don't, like, mind them, like, but, I don't know. It's, like, always just a hit or miss, you know? Like, you can say about any movie, but these horror movies are just, like, different. Like, they're good or they just, like, don't screw at all. Just stupid movies.
With horror movies, it's, a lot of them are built on the fact that, like, it'll get butts in seats, right? Like, they don't need to make a good film. They know you're going to... take your date or whoever and watch it in theaters. That's so many of them. But I mean, some of them are good though. Like, I actually saw the movie Smile last year. I saw the movie Smile last year. There's like a little girl just absolutely pounding one of those bones into the dirt. This is so funny. I really wish I'd filmed this one. I fucking wish I filmed this one. But yeah, some movies are actually built with some decency to them. Like, they're actually, like, real movies.
I watched The Blair Witch Trial the first time. The one in 99.
Oh, that movie is not good.
It wasn't good. I mean, it was right. It weren't, like, you know... a lot of jump scares, so it's like...
It's from a simpler time, let's put it that way.
I mean, and I watched the sequel, which was just horrendous. It was nothing like the first one. It was so dumb.
They had, like, the drone, and, like, oh my god.
It was so dumb.
There's a lot of premises nowadays, and Trap included, where, like, the only way that these plots work is if every single person in it is below the IQ of, like, 50. That's the only way that some of these plots work. Yeah.
What's the, scariest movie you've seen?
Scariest movie I've seen? That's a good question. I mean, from initial scare, I would probably say Hereditary spooked me the most.
Yeah.
Just because it, like, kept me guessing and I didn't really know what the fuck was going on in that film. I mean, like, the thing about that film is, like, it's kind of like red herrings all over the place, because you think it's going to be about scary little girl, and then the plot completely changes on you.
It's always just...
And then you think it's going to be about a haunted house with, like, the mother or whatever, and then it's not about that. And then you think it's going to be, like... some sort of crazy thing, and then like all the pieces start coming together, and then the final scenes are like really disturbing.
Yeah.
But if I had to say from a little kid perspective, when I was, I totally missed the bulb. I think it's down this way. Mm-hmm. But when
it's
I was
a long line, we just skip it. Just cause
okay.
So bad.
Yeah, when I was little. The Hills Have Eyes. That was one that that scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Have you seen Us?
Yes, I have, yeah.
That one was fucking freaky.
I really love the premise of that one. Yeah. I think it's got a really good feel to it.
Yeah.
I do think that it starts losing its way a bit towards the end, but like that is a really good one.
Yeah.
The other one that of his, I love Nope. People did not like Nope that much, but I like Nope. His, the one about the aliens. Did you see that one?
No, I haven't.
You should watch that one. That one's good. We're just talking about movies now.
Movies and lantern flies.
Movies and lantern flies, yeah.
Oh my god, a movie about lantern flies.
Lantern fly cinema. Did you like going to the mall as a kid?
Oh yeah, I loved it. That was still kind of back when malls were, like, I guess, more popular than they are now. So it was fun to go, just hang out, watch a movie, walk around.
Oh, your mall had a movie. What mall? Well, no docs, yeah. Never mind.
There was one, I would say, around 10 minutes from my house that I used to go to a lot, which is nice. But yeah, I mean, malls aren't a big thing anymore. Just dying out.
Yeah, malls are dying because, well, it's very obvious. This is one of those things that everyone knows. But
there it is.
It's sad. Yeah, we found it. All right, we're going to head into the boba tea place, so I think we'll probably end it off here. Last note on malls. Favorite store in the mall?
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, fuck. What's it called with the teen scary shit?
Hot Topic?
Yeah, Hot Topic. Yeah.
All right, folks. It's a Hot Topic episode because that was my answer, too. We're the cow crew. We're the cow crew. And we're not.